And now to our second feature. As part of his series Norwich Through the Decades, Derek James reflects this time on the city's lost architectural wonders. Once again, our reader is Jenny Pierce.
A new year. What developments will we see in Norwich and across Norfolk in 2019? Yes, we need to meet the challenges of the 21st century, but we must treat what went before us with the respect it deserves. We have learned some lessons since the planning madness of the 1960s era, when so many of our buildings, large and small, were destroyed in the name of progress. Whole communities were wiped out to make way for new roads and developments in the days when old was bad. Fine buildings in Bottle Street and Stump Cross disappeared in clouds of dust as Anglia Square rose into the sky and the flyover was built. Anglia Square, there's a subject for heating debates. When there was the Grand Opera House or the Hippodrome on St Giles, which was allowed to decay and then pulled down to make way for a car park and council offices. The Grosvenor Rooms on Prince of Wales Road, where the Beatles once played, gone. The ornate and elegant buildings which housed our cinemas, gone. The Drill House, a dramatic-looking Gothic castle-style building opened by the Prince of Wales in 1866, and Grapes Hill, gone. The village on the hill between King Street and Burr Street, gone. And then there are often forgotten acts of brutal civic vandalism which took place at the start of 1972 when a landmark centre of worship was flattened. Built in 1858, the moulded brickwork came from the Cosy Brickfields, the twin towers of the chapel in the field, Congregational Church, overlooked Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich. It opened at a time when the area was packed of cottages and terraced houses, which have now gone. Mind you, it wasn't all a bed of roses. You had to watch yourselves in Chapelfield, where the folk of ill repute gathered. It was the arrival of the church which helped to improve the area, along with the beautiful Made in Norwich pagoda, which became a star attraction. It was later torn down and sold off for scrap. The church played a leading role in many lives, and when the centenary was celebrated in 1958, around 300 children attended Sunday school. The furniture looked good, but the times were changing. Rationalisation of the congregational community in Norwich and a declining parish led to its closure. In 1966, Norwich Corporation agreed to buy the building for £27,000, and there was talk of turning it into a music centre. Then the Anglian Arts Co-op announced it wanted to turn it into an arts centre. Nothing happened, and eventually the demolition teams were ordered to destroy the building. The only memory of it, anywhere, is the fine organ made by Norman and Beard of Norfolk and described as the best in the city outside the cathedral. It was sold at a knockdown price of £100 to St Mary's Church at Somerleyton. It is said that today the organ would be worth well over £100,000. Norwich historian and former sheriff Geoffrey Gorham wrote at the time, "For the demolition men there can be no compromise. Every blow from the pickaxe splinters and cracks the grey fabric, and in the ugliness of demolition there is a feeling of exposure and shame."